Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Advaita Naidu, Africa MD at Jack Hammer Global. Advaita, appreciate the time today. Work from home, or perhaps it's becoming sort of back into the office. I'm hearing from a number of my friends who have had it. They were 3 days in the office, 4 days, 5 days, as the sort of return to office starts to happen. Is this anecdotal irrelevant, or is this actually really starting to happen, that we're seeing the corporate say to everyone, gather around and come back to the big office, please?
The corporates are absolutely circling the wagons and getting everybody back into the office. And the thing is, I don't think that anyone disagrees that in-person work does have benefits, but it's this enforcing of a strict five-day return to office that comes at a cost, and especially when it comes to holding on to talent.
And that holding on to talent, and I want to come back to the idea that that blend is probably the best thing, but holding on to talent, because, you know, if I'm doing, I don't know, a 3 day and I'm working from home 2 days and suddenly I'm only at home 1 day or maybe at 0 days, you do run the risk of losing talent. And the real truth of the matter is that probably your better talent leaves first because they're more likely to get another job.
That is 100% correct. I think globally, we look at companies that offer what we call structured flexibility. They are the ones that are attracting and keeping the best people. But this also applies to South Africa in the very senior or the knowledge management roles, or as you say, the top talent. But I think even if we consider the complexities of the South African labor force lowered down, our infrastructure and the impact on commuting times, the long travel distances, the load shedding, this full-time return to office puts a lot of strain on people. And where there is the power of choice, maybe not necessarily to go to a company that offers the flexibility, but maybe move to one that's closer to home or a global company that offshores. This will be top of mind for anyone who's stuck in a traffic jam. So I think it's short-sighted to say, oh, we might lose a few people and think that you're in the pound seats just because the complexities in South Africa are different.
And it really is. And you mentioned a moment ago around perhaps a blend. It doesn't need to be. I think most folks don't like that 5 day in the office. The 5 day at home, probably not ideal. It's about finding that blend, because there is some benefit to the water cooler in a sense.
It absolutely is. I think the first thing is that the one-size-fits-all policy won't work. You need to think about your industry. You need to think specifically about your company. You need to think about what your workforce needs. You need to think about individual teams. It does require a different style of management than we've had in the past. And unfortunately, you know, as humans, we tend to stick with what we know and what's been done before and think that's the only successful way to do things, because it's difficult to think outside the box. But, you know, employees can focus on a more pragmatic type of flexibility, as you say, a blend, a hybrid. A structured flexibility could mean staggered start times, letting teams decide which days they want to be in, making the office a place of purpose and collaboration, not just another place to plug in a laptop. This whole system needs to be reimagined because the five-day return to office is risky.
And I take your point around, we sort of do what we've always done. It's easy. It's like, well, we've always done it this way. In that sense, and we're almost 5 years from the first lockdown starting in South Africa, I think it was, 26 March, so we are a week away. It really did kind of galvanize an industry to suddenly realize that there was a different way to do it. If it weren't for the pandemic, we wouldn't be having this conversation at all, I imagine.
That's absolutely right. I mean, look, I think there were already some conversations that were happening at some levels. There were people who were requesting flexibility. I think there were working mothers in particular who needed flexibility. And rather than lose them entirely, which employers saw as a big risk, they were offering them flexibility to work reduced hours, to work different hours, you know, to be in touch for core hours and then work the rest of the day at home. So there were solutions that were coming to the fore that were tailored to specific needs. But once we came out with a wholesale application, obviously everybody went home, and then the calling back to the office has not been thought out to the same extent that those initial solutions were thought through.
And that perhaps is the key point. And you mentioned, you mentioned traffic. You mentioned working mothers and challenges. I mean, just people getting kids to school. I know some kids who get dropped off at 6 o'clock in the morning because the parents then got a 90-minute drive to the office. It must be a competitive advantage to a business to say, yes, we expect X, and maybe that is 40 hours a week, but we're flexible about how we get it. That must be a huge advantage to you.
It is. I mean, flexibility isn't just a retention tool, but it's a negotiation tool. You know, at Jack Hammer, we're an executive search firm. We speak to candidates daily to entice them to new roles. And one of the first questions they will ask is whether there is flexibility in the role. It is top of mind for everyone. And it's not that people are opposed to being in the office. Again, you know, everybody understands the benefits of being there part of the time, but they do want the flexibility to decide, knowing how it's going to impact on their own productivity. A flexible workforce is a more engaged workforce. And, you know, I'm not saying that the work from home mandate was, or the requirement was the solution either, because there were people who were unproductive. They needed to be, they needed to have the FaceTime, and they had poor measures of their own productivity. But again, it's the hybrid that's really the gold standard.
And that comes back to the earlier point you made, that this really shouldn't be a blanket policy. Some people are just better in the office. Some people probably want to be in the office. They don't have a conducive home environment. It needs to be less blanket and more kind of one-on-one.
Absolutely. And the thing about the blanket policy is, I think they're created with a certain portion of the workforce in mind, or it's created with the organizational requirements first, and then it's an edict that gets rolled out. And sometimes, you know, certain policies have to be walked back because they weren't thought out properly. And, you know, again, like you said, it's with the load shedding, it's the traffic, it's whether people have proper connectivity at home, rather than thinking about what our possibilities are for a hybrid model. So the blanket statement or the blanket rule really is not going to work.
Is there a space? And I know you're working more with senior executives. They're probably later in their career. I'm thinking somebody who's new to the career. I'm thinking my first job, if I had to do it from home, I wouldn't have been, I just wouldn't have known where to start. I mean, I was a kid out of varsity. There is some benefit for new entrants into the workforce, I imagine, for perhaps a little more time in the office as they kind of learn the ropes of work.
For sure. That is the early career caveat. And, you know, people and young people need to think about where they're at in their career and what they stand to learn, because career progression isn't just about the technical skills, which you could ostensibly pick up from home, but it's about the relationships, the mentorship, the visibility. If you're remote all the time, you're missing out on key opportunities that could fast track your career, because the learning happens through osmosis. You pick up the soft skills. You're in the right conversations at the right time. It gives you immediate feedback and a deeper understanding of workplace dynamics and etiquette. But also, I think that there is this proximity bias. It is an unconscious bias, but the people who are closest to the boss get the promotions and increases by virtue of their FaceTime. And that's probably something for everybody to remember. Don't make it, you know, as companies shouldn't make it a blanket one-size-fits-all kind of rule. I think employees who want that flexibility also shouldn't say, oh, well, I'm going to spend all my time at home and the work is going to happen around me. Like, find the balance.
Yeah, it is that balance. And I suspect that's the point. You know, pre-pandemic, it was quite simple. It was in the office. There was no debate. Pandemic, it was go home. There was no debate. We're now kind of finding that balance as a society and as different corporates as to how it all does fit together. And it's a little bit difficult at times, but I mean, hopefully we actually come out with something that works.
Yeah, I think if people think in terms of what they're trying to achieve rather than about policies, and I think the effectiveness of a work model depends more on the organization's support for essential practices like collaboration and connectivity and innovation and mentorship, rather than you must be here at the specific time and with no real purpose in mind. I think organizational health is what we need to be aiming for, not a set of rules.
Yeah, my first job, I had to be there at 8. My boss got there at 9. I sat there for an hour and did nothing. But we will leave it there. That's Advaita Naidu, Africa MD, Jack Hammer Global. Appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.